Welcome back to Mingle, you guys. This is your host, Sammy Joe, and this week I have Lindsay on with me.
Hi.
This week we're going to talk about all things roommates. Lindsay and I have been friends for going on 10 years. Yeah. We met, like, we're going to be 10 years probably next year, I think. Because I graduated, we both graduated high school this year. Mm-hmm. So next year. Which is crazy that we've been friends for that long.
It's a full decade.
I feel so old. I remember when you when you posted a picture of me for my birthday, when I was turning 20. And you're like, this is so weird, we're turning 20. And now we're going on into our 30s soon, and
it'll be a third of our life that we were friends.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, eventually someday we're gonna die and we'll have spent more time together than we haven't.
It's true.
We're gonna be friends forever. I saw like a post about that once. So like, if you've been friends with someone over 7 years, that you're like destined to stay in their lives for forever.
Yeah.
Which is my goal. Okay, so Lindsay, like I said, we've been friends for 10 years. She's just the best. I could say a million things in the world about her, and she's the greatest friend ever. But I'm gonna let her introduce herself, so she's got a couple things to say.
Okay, well, I'm Lindsay. I grew up in Georgia, but then when I turned 14, within 5 years, I lived in 5 different states. So between 2010 to 2015, I lived in 5 different states.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. So all of high school?
No, so I had 1 year of high school in Georgia, and then I went to Texas, Utah, Arizona, Hawaii. So I had
within a
5-year span.
Okay,
that 5 different states.
Yeah.
So
did you move to Hawaii in 2014 or 2015?
2015.
Okay,
because we spent all of 2014
together. They all really blend together. I'm gonna be honest.
It's very true.
Really can't keep any of them track. I have to kind of go off of like, okay, I graduated in 2013, mm-hmm. and I went to college that fall semester, and then I go by semester.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. Because I just all...
I moved out January after I graduated high school.
Yeah.
And then I spent a whole year with Sammy, and then a half a year with Sammy, and then I went to Hawaii. That's honestly how I have to remember, how I remember all of it. After me and Sammy lived together, I went to school at BYU Hawaii because I am obsessed with whales. So
that was like your reasoning.
Yeah, because I wanted to go study marine biology.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Yeah, and I was like, I need to go to BYU Hawaii because I need to study marine biology because I need to be a whale trainer at SeaWorld.
Dude, I totally forgot. I know you wanted to be a whale trainer, but I forgot that that's why you went to Hawaii, is for marine biology.
I mean, like, I guess part of it was because Sarah was there too, my sister.
Yeah.
But it seemed more possible because Sarah was there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I did marine biology for like a semester, and then realized that it's not just about the study of whales. So
it's about everything,
and I was not good at biology, so I did psychology instead. I switched over, which I found a real passion about, like, for psychology too, so that was fun. And that was where I met my husband, so it's like, in a weird roundabout way, my obsession for whales led me to my husband.
That's true.
So
that's pretty cool.
And then we got married in 2020, in the middle of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then we had our first little girl, Scotty, in the end of 2021.
It's so exciting. And
that's all there is about me.
Yes, her little girl's my fave. She's so freaking cute.
She's so funny.
She is so funny. She always acts a little shy from me, like, right when she sees me every single time. Mm-hmm. But then within, like, 5 minutes, she's, like, giggling and hugging me, and I'm like, she's so cheeky.
So fun.
She's so cute. I love it. That's so fun. And yeah, you did get married in the middle of the pandemic like us. I feel like that's so fun that we have been like friends for this long, and then we got engaged and married within all of it together. Mm-hmm. Like, we got engaged within like 2 weeks of each other and married within a couple of months, and just like got to do all the things.
Which I was really nervous going to BYU Hawaii because it's like known that you don't marry and date out there. I was like, she's going to get married and have this whole life without me. And she waited for me.
I did. I also chose really crappy guys the whole time you were gone.
It was so a weak experience. Yeah. Not because you're waiting for Jesse, but because you're waiting for me.
No, I had to. No, Jesse.
Yeah.
Just men come and go, right?
Yeah, exactly. We'll be the ones together in the nursing home.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know.
No, that's exactly what's happening. I see all the videos of, like, old lady best friends that have been, like, best friends for 50 years. And they, like, see each other for the first time and, like, for a while. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen you in forever. And I'm like, that's gonna be Lindsay and I. Except for we're going to live next door to each other, so.
Yeah. Unless you think that we haven't seen each other in a while because we're old.
Yeah, exactly. Except we're going to leave me to go to Texas and then I'm never going to see you ever again.
You just come to Texas.
That's true. If I could get Jesse to leave Utah.
Texas is great. I've never been to Dallas.
Could you imagine my sisters thinking about moving to Idaho? And I was like, all right, see you later. We're moving to Texas. Oh, she'd be so mad. Oh my gosh. That'd be funny. Well, those are great things about you. Love it. Okay, cool. So yeah, I want to talk about how we met. Because we were so young. I feel like that's everyone's going to make fun of us for saying that. Because
we were so young.
Yeah. But I do feel like we're closer to being able to say we're getting old.
Yeah, for sure. Because we're close to 30.
Yeah.
Which is not old, but it's older than your 20s.
Right? That's what I said to my mom the other day. And I was like, I'm getting old. I can't keep up with everybody anymore. And she's like, oh my gosh, you're not even old. And I was like, Mom, 2 years from 30. And she was like, well, you are old.
And like at 25, your brain like solidifies and finishes developing. So it's like, we're not even developing anymore.
Is that a thing?
Yes and no. I mean, really the thing that by 25, I guess, supposedly your brain's fully developed.
So I believe that.
That's why past that age, you're kind of more afraid to do like things like jumping off cliffs, like stuff like that, that you would like be so down to do when you're 18.
That makes actually a lot of sense. Cause I swear that's when I met Jesse, and Jesse doesn't believe me that like, I mean, he kind of believes me, but like I used to be way more adventurous and fun and like
spontaneous.
I went bungee jumping and I used to go cliff jumping all the time and like, just do crazy stuff. And then I met him and it was like I turned 25 that same year, and I swear I've gotten more and more scared with each year. I'm like less and less like, maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe you shouldn't do that. And he always wants to do fun things. The other day he was like, yeah, I really want to be like a paraglider. And I was like, baby,
Shane wants to do that too.
Yeah, I told him that if he wanted to be that kind of person, he married the wrong person. I was like, yeah, you knew marrying me that you couldn't do stuff like that because I have too much anxiety. And I swear if he dies and leaves me here on this planet alone, I'll be pissed.
Oh, it'd be terrible. So. Yeah, that's what I've told Shane. I'm like, you're a dad now. So I know you really want to do it. And maybe once. But he wants to be like instructors.
Oh.
So he wants to be like a skydiving instructor, a paragliding instructor. I'm like, every time you do it, it increases your chances of an accident happening.
But then they're going to say, it's really a relatively extremely safe sport. Only one out of every like 50 people die or something like that. Which is actually a lot. It's like one out of every like...
Yeah.
A couple thousand.
Well, skydiving, like, when I lived in Hawaii, there was, like, a skydiving accident a couple times, but there was one where the plane didn't even make it off the ground because the plane, like, ran into something and exploded. The same place that I went skydiving at.
Oh, my gosh. Did everybody in the plane die?
I don't know. I think they were able to get out because they were, like, still on the ground.
Oh,
I think. But gosh. I don't remember. I could be wrong.
That's terrifying. So, see? I don't know. All those kinds of things scare me. Boys are stupid. Boys really are. They definitely... I love them. Couldn't live without them. Could live without them. Don't want to live without them. okay, so how we met. Do you want to tell your rendition of how we met?
Sure. Like the day we met or like the things leading up to us meeting?
All of it. Sure. Yeah. Because, I mean... It was all, like, a couple of months that I had been hearing about you.
Yeah.
And every, like, Sarah and Savannah were the ones I'd hear about you from the most. And they were always like, you're gonna hate each other. You're never gonna be friends. It's never gonna work out. She's gonna move to Utah and it's gonna be so sad. We're not gonna be able to hang out anymore. And I was like, oh, this is kind of a bummer. And then you came and we clicked literally the first night.
Now I think I'm like, why? I think even Sarah looks back and she goes, maybe I don't know why. I don't remember why.
I think she thought we were too much alike. And, like, weren't gonna, like, mesh
well. Well, and you're, like, more emotional, and I'm not.
Yeah. But that balances us out. But, you know?
Yeah, it works out. Backstory, our sisters were friends. Yeah. That's how we met.
Yeah.
So Sammy's sister, my sister, and then met through a mutual friend that Sarah had in high school and then Maddie had in college.
Yeah.
And then that's how
yeah.
they like they knew Maddie had a younger sister. Well, Sarah had met you by that point.
Yeah, I went because I grew up like going to Utah and hanging out with all of them. I think I met her when I was like a junior in high school.
Okay, yeah. So you'd known her
for even that. I think a sophomore in high school. I went to the color festival with them. And like she was like so concerned for my well-being the entire time. She was like so worried they were gonna like lose me, and like the whole time she was like trying to make sure I didn't get lost at the color festival. That was like my sophomore year of high school. And then yeah, I just stayed friends with her, and then she was my like basically my sister's bridesmaid. Yeah. So she was like in my sister's wedding.
Well, and I attribute to, like, me and Sarah like best friends, and I feel like a pretty big portion of that was because she saw how close you and Maddie were in high school, like when you were in high school and she was in college. And Sarah, I think, was like, hey, I can have that kind of relationship. Yeah. And then, like, whenever she'd come back and visit from college, we would just, like, hang out and...
Oh, that's so fun.
Happen. And then she, like, mentioned, like, oh, like, you know, I know these sisters and they're so close.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that so much. Yeah, Maddie and I were, like, we are. But in high school, I didn't get along. Like, I didn't really do the high school thing, you know that. And I had a lot of problems with, like, my peers. And so... I just got absorbed into their friendship, like their friend, like Maddie and Caleb went to college when I was a freshman in high school, and I basically just went with them. Plus, I lived a lot closer. You lived in Texas, which is a lot harder, but like my parents went to Park City every winter, all winter to ski. So I just like, we'd go up to ski and I just go down to their apartments and like hang out with them on the weekends. So it was easier.
Say more time.
Yeah. But yeah, that's so fun. So yeah, backstory. That's how we met.
Yeah.
And then
so we'd heard about each other for months, and then we first met when Sarah was like, hey, let's go to this soda place called Swig, because it was 10 years ago. It was before the soda places were big. Yeah. And there's just Swig and Sodalicious, and I remember being like, soda place, like, what do you go to a gas station, get some soda, what are you talking about?
That like, was my it's first a soda experience. Place
yeah that we've and I remember because I didn't get like a good view of you. This sounds really weird. I didn't get a good view of you because you were in the back seat of the car. I just heard you talking.
Oh my gosh, this is like all coming back to me. I don't know why, for some reason, my memory is the basketball game, but like, I forgot about that.
I think that was because I kind of like sunk into the background at Swig because I just moved to Utah. I was still like kind of more in my shell.
Yeah.
But
I think that's normal too around girls. I feel like you and I both had the same fear of girls.
And and also like feeling you out. Yeah. Because Sarah said that I wouldn't like you.
I know. So such a put on our heads. Sorry, Sarah. We love you. But yeah, that is really funny. I totally forgot about that. And then I think did I text you and see if you want to go to the basketball game? Yeah. And then we went to BYU's basketball game and we like hung out. I think the moment that I knew we were going to be friends for a long time will still be like when we were walking home. We walked home from that basketball game and laughed, I swear, the entire walk home. And you ran out in front of the car and I like yelled at you to stop and you just kept going. And I like grabbed you and like yanked you back. And I was like, this girl's cool. Like, we're going to be friends forever. We just like laughed super hard that whole time.
And because we like walked across campus. It's a big campus.
It is a big
campus.
That
was a far walk. I don't know.
And all the way down to my apartment.
Did we just not have a car? I had a car.
I think you had a car. I mean, it was like big campus and then it was like 6 blocks to my house. Yeah. I don't know. We just walked in the middle of winter. I think we had a warm winter that year.
Yeah. It must have been because I was coming from Texas. So it was cold. Yeah. That's weird now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I think we might have like, it might have been like a couple weeks after I'd met you that we
walked.
Yeah, that we decided that you like invited me to the basketball game.
Okay. Yeah. And then and then you moved in with your sister and I just hung out with you guys all the time. And you hung out at my place because my roommate moved out. So it was just me. I had that whole room to myself.
It was like a really tall bed that was like almost on the ceiling.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, that was I did not know how to be a good roommate. We're going to read roommate horror stories. I was a bad roommate. Like, I feel like you put up with me, but I was not a good roommate until I was, like, in my late 20s, until my middle of my 20s.
I honestly wouldn't say you're a bad roommate. You're a little messy. Yeah.
Still messy.
I think, because I'm like, I can be messy too, and I think we brought out the messiness of, in each other.
Our room was bad living together.
Yeah. It was so bad.
It's literally, it's, my house now doesn't get that bad. As you can see, it isn't that bad, but like, it's the same thing happens here. We like, Jesse and I are both so ADHD that we can't like compartmentalize cleaning the house, and then it'll like explode and we're like, we need to clean, and I like will have, like today I literally like finally like went into like panic mode and like needed to clean up all the stuff from the cruise, but it was literally sitting on our floor for a week, all of our suitcases and stuff. So
I feel like that just happens with travel. Yeah. It's fun to pack, it's not fun to unpack.
I hate unpacking. It's, yeah it's, I saw this one girl's video and it made me laugh. She said like she puts her suitcase on the floor of her bedroom. I mean, the floor of her closet. She'd like step on it and like have to put it away.
Is that Jane?
I think so. Yeah, and either Jane or the girl who gets her pink back.
Oh, I think, yeah, it was.
And
I think
she was like, Lindsay. No, Lindsay. I just kick it and leave it, and it becomes a pile for more crap. So
she's
accurate.
So relatable.
Yeah, she really is. I love her. Oh man, so that's how we met. What is your what was your first impression of me?
Oh, that's a good one, because my first impression before I met you is that I wasn't going to like you.
Yeah.
But I remember when we were going to Swig, and I was still, like, you know, sizing you up, trying to figure out, like, if I was going to like you or not.
Yeah.
And I remember that with the soda, you ordered a cookie, which is, seems weird that I would notice that, or that, yeah, I would care, but I just remember, like, being like, okay, she's one of those girls that I can order a cookie too around.
Oh.
Because I feel like I'd had friends that wouldn't eat, you know, that extra calorie, yeah, thing, and I always felt like the fatty. But I'm like, she ordered a cookie. So I can order a cookie. Like, I can actually do that, because I feel like I would used to restrain myself from ordering, yeah, a cookie with a, you know, whatever. But I was like, okay, that is good to know that I could.
You can eat around me.
I can eat around you. I can order. It's just like I can order that extra dessert type of thing.
Yeah.
And. Because, yeah,
I'm a dessert gal. You,
yeah,
know that.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
We always had ice cream. Always. All of living together.
I think we kept Ben and Jerry's afloat.
Ben and Jerry's. And what was that flavor that you and Sarah liked? And it was like the store brand. And it was like chocolate something. And it
brownie?
Had like, maybe. Yeah, and it had brownie, like three different like flavors. And you guys would like scoop them a certain way so you'd get all the mix in it. Just, I'm trying to remember what it was called, but it was like,
because it sounds like Neapolitan, but I
it wasn't Neapolitan. No, it had like probably brownie chunks and chocolate and something else. Because we were really poor, so yeah. I don't even know if we ate Ben and Jerry's
on sale. We did.
We did.
When it was on sale, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah. When it was on sale, but yeah, I think the majority of the time we would get the big pint.
I still think I would splurge for Ben and Jerry's. I've never been one to. I'll starve as long, but if I had Ben
and
Jerry's,
top ramen and chicken,
But I splurged for the good ice cream.
You're so funny. That's actually something that I think you and I both say all the time, that like we married each other. Because
mm-hmm.
Jesse's so picky like you, and Shane's not picky like me, and you're the picky one, and I'm the emotional one, Shane's the emotional one, and Jesse's like you, just very, if you can't see me, but I'm making a line with my hand.
Very, very, I see you.
Very like even keel. You guys don't like go up or down. It's all, which is good.
Yeah.
We need stability in our life. That's probably why I gravitated towards you, because I was so unstable. So you kept me sane.
I remember Sarah, I think she was like telling me how, because when people in high school, I feel like whenever people would cry around me, I would just kind of slowly back away and be like, okay, this is, seems like a you problem. But then I remember one time you like, that we had just become friends and something had happened. I don't even remember.
Probably a boy, because I was a boy addict.
Yeah, and you were like crying on the porch, and I was like, I should go out there. I should go out there and comfort her. And I did it, which was like a big step for me. I think Sarah noticed. She's like, you actually like, you know, comforted her.
You were a human.
Instead of being like, I'm going to bail.
I think I do remember you telling me about that. Like, yeah, just backing away from emotions. I cried all the time, so if we were gonna be friends, you had to deal with it. I still cry all the time.
I just wasn't good at comforting people when they were crying. Yeah. I think is my biggest thing. Like, I'm fine with emotions. Like, people could talk to me about their emotions. I can handle it. It's like when they were like crying.
Watching them cry.
I was like, you're good. You're fine.
You just can do this.
Slow tap on the shoulder.
That's so funny. And I'm just like an emotional roller coaster all the time.
But you helped me be better.
Yeah, that's true.
So
now you see I helped you, so now you've married an emotional person. Yeah. You can handle it.
Yeah.
Because emotions, when you're an emotional person, there's nothing you can do about it. They're coming out when they're coming out. Oh man. I think my first impression of you was, I honestly did not remember the soda shop thing until you mentioned it. So I know that's not like my first impression. My first impression was the basketball game. And I must have liked you at the soda shop to invite you to go watch basketball. I must have like had a good first impression from the soda shop. But my first impression memory of me, like for me, is like the basketball game and remembering just like how much fun we had. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, she's a really fun person and she's like genuinely nice. Cause I had a really big fear of girls. Like I've always had like a big problem like meeting and hanging out with women until like just like till honestly now. And I still have a hard time. Mm-hmm. Like, so you were like just so nice and non-judgmental and you like made me feel like I could be myself, mm-hmm. which I am a weirdo, but I was like, I know when I was 18, I had like even worse boundary problems and like was even bigger of a weirdo. That sounds bad.
Weirdo.
Not in a bad way, but like quirky. Like I just like, I'm coming from like my dad, I just didn't have like, I have boundary problems. Like I work on them now as an adult. I didn't know that I had those problems until I was like 23. And then I was like, oh, I don't know how to like not cross people's boundaries. But that's just how I was raised, so. But I've like gotten a lot better.
It worked out
for me. So I think you didn't judge me for that, and it made me feel really like comfortable.
Well, and I think that like you say, like boundary problems, but that like worked for me because I'm always at a person that, like, when someone's my best friend, they're my best friend.
Yeah.
And that's not always reciprocated, but I felt like with you it was actually like
you got this. Reciprocated.
Reciprocate.
Is this even a real word?
You know what I'm saying?
I know. Like, have you ever like said something so many times that you're like, did I make this word up?
Am I saying something real?
Have you ever typed a word?
Oh yeah.
And you look at it for a long time and you're like, that's not
wrong.
That's not a real English word, is it?
Yeah, I do that, and then I'll like speak it into my phone because like my phone will type it out, and I'll type it into Google, and I'm like, I guess that's how it's spelled.
And I do that all the time. You're like, oh, I guess it's English, but
then like a super simple word that's like, no, that's a simple word. A complicated word, I'll like type it out confidently, be like, that's good, and I'll send it. It's like not even close.
The one that I have never been able to get. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to, is definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I still can't spell that word,
I'm pretty sure my phone just accepted it. It was like, that's, I'm not going to autocorrect
it's
you.
It's either definitely, defiantly.
Defiantly, yeah.
Like it never comes out right.
At my work, I have like little post-it of like words that I always misspell that I just write down. So I'm like, unfortunately, because I write that a lot.
For like customer service.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's like, unfortunately, silhouette. For some reason, I can't get that. I type that a lot at work.
Oh, that one sounds like a hard one.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a random H in there.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I don't know my post it. I don't know how to spell it. I think retroactively is another one.
Oh, that one's hard. The other day, what was it? I typed out something to do with like, I think it was physiology. But for some reason, I, like, kept putting P-S-Y, and it didn't look, it wasn't spelling correctly. And I was like, Jess, what is going on? He was like, you're missing an H. And I was like, oh, this is psy. That's busy.
Yeah, like,
and it really, like, it was messing up my brain really bad. And I was like, why can I not do this?
I mean, it was a word.
Yeah, you but it just was, like, it was just not the correct one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, no, I think it was typing out. I can't remember. Whatever. Long story short, that's our first impressions. Oh, so then, yeah, so we hung out for that entire, like, year, and then we moved in together, that fall. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about, like, being messy, but what, like, living together, what was that like for you?
Well, first off, our after you being gone for the summer, us meeting up together was like in a movie.
I know, I remember.
We ran to each
other. Yeah, we ran to each other, like, jumped.
The different side of the courtyard.
I know. That was so cute and dramatic.
I was, like, dating a guy, and he was, he was like, what the
fuck? I remember, he was like, okay. And I was like, I haven't seen her in 4 months. It was great.
It looked like straight out of a movie.
It was in a movie. It was our own movie.
It was our own little movie. Honestly, I thought we had so much fun. We were really codependent.
Yeah.
I think that was our biggest problem.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, if I wasn't at work or school, we were together.
Yeah. We worked together.
Yeah.
For the majority of our time, too. So, like, we went to most of our classes at the same time. Mm-hmm. We, like, planned our schedules.
On the days you went to class.
Yeah, that's true. My mom's listening. I still have a really hard time with school. Jesse gave me permission to, like, quit, and I was like, thank the freaking heavens. I was not good at it. The amount of classes I failed.
I remember writing a note to the teacher for you because you were sick, and I had to, like, sign it. Yeah. You said that you were sick.
Yeah.
And I, like, signed it.
I lied a lot in college. Like, to my professors. She was sick. You were such a good friend. I remember one time you literally sat down and you would, like, plan out my weeks for me to help me organize, and I couldn't do it. I was really bad at that kind of stuff. Yeah, we were very codependent. We worked together at Charming Charlie's. Mm-hmm. We lived together, and we would go to class at the same time. We took a couple of classes. Mm-hmm. We took one class together, a couple. No, one.
Ballet. And then, like, a family class.
Yeah. Ballet?
That was just for fun.
I know, but
it was not as fun as we thought it was going to be.
Not as fun as it was going to be. And we also thought we were going to look really cute in those leotards. And we really didn't.
No, and it was...
No offense to you.
It was terrible. Like, 18-year-old girls should not be in leotards who have never been in leotards before.
Yeah, the thing is, if you grow up doing it, at that point in your life... You look good mm-hmm. in the leotard, and you have, like, ballet shoes, like, the point shoes and stuff. Mm-hmm. We looked like 5-year-olds because they were, like, they were, like, little child leotards, mm-hmm. child-colored tights, and then the flats that they wore as, like, a 5-year-old.
And, like, a tight bun.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But it was kind of fun.
It was fun, but waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning in the middle of winter time.
It was brutal.
That was terrible. I feel like I had times where I was, like, wanting to cry walking to that class.
I think you did, maybe.
It was so cold.
Yeah.
And we couldn't skip it because the grade was solely on attendance.
Yep.
And
we somehow got up every day to do that, and I don't know how, but we did.
That's terrible.
But it was rough, and I vividly remember, like, getting... My first Sorels. This is, like, a memory that's engraved in my brain. I got my first pair of, like, snow boots that year, mm-hmm. and we were walking to class, and I had slipped on the ice a couple of times, and I was like, I'm not gonna slip on the ice today! And then I immediately slipped on the ice, karma. And it's, like, engraved in my brain. That's my remember of the ballet class. We also took the classes in Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we had any together, but we would drive there and spend... Yeah. Because we also had, like, breaks in between classes, mm-hmm. so we would spend the entire time at the breaks.
Together. Yeah, no, we were so codependent. I also think that was the year that Sarah moved to mm-hmm. Hawaii. So there was, like, I didn't have my siblings left, your sibling left. We had, mm-hmm. like, nobody else. It was just us.
Yeah.
And we just, I mean, I think it was always fine up until it wasn't fine.
Yeah.
It was like we literally, for us, for how codependent we were, it's amazing we never ever fought.
We lasted a long time.
Yeah. I think we got in, like, one little tiny argument that one time you said about the boy. You reminded me the other day.
That was not a tiny argument. First of all, we were screaming at each other.
I don't remember it. I must have blocked it out from, like, trauma. But, like.
I still cannot remember his name, but I remember his face so vividly. But.
I don't remember. I don't want to remember.
You would totally be like, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But yeah, other than that, like, I don't think we...
I honestly think that the only thing I remember from that fight is I think when we finished it, we both were like, we don't want to do this again.
Yeah.
And I think that we just never fought again.
Yeah.
Until the end.
Until the end, yeah.
But I was talking to my mom about this, actually. And she, like, agrees that I think a lot of that had to do with, one, the codependency got to be, like, a lot. Mm-hmm. And we didn't manage it very well, and we were young. And two, the friend that, like, came between us, mm-hmm. I think, really, like, shifted our friendship.
Yeah.
Because she, like...
Well, because I was dating somebody, and so when I would hang out with him, you would lean on her. But then I would get jealous you were hanging out with her, but you would get jealous I was hanging out with him.
Yeah.
And really, we just wanted to be hanging out with each other.
Yeah. And then, like, we all moved in. We were going to move in together, and then it was weird. And then I was really upset you were going to Hawaii without me, and it was, like, a weird time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went through, like, living together was great. We had, I remember we would go from the couch to our beds. We would spend, like, a week living on the couch, which is probably why I still like sleeping on the couch today, honestly.
Because it was fun.
Yeah, I, like...
We slept on the couch because our beds were so messy.
Yeah.
We couldn't even get... Or sometimes just your bed was messy, but I was so codependent on you. I was like, well, I have to sleep where she sleeps. I would sleep on the couch.
We slept in the same bed multiple times because we just wanted to be next to each other.
That was weird.
I know. I honestly... We were very... Like, we were just young. I think we just liked...
Just young, yeah.
We're close.
Yeah.
I don't like I don't remember anything bad about it. It's just like funny.
To us, it was more like us sleeping in the same bed was more funny. We were like, that's how codependent we are. Yeah. We knew it at the time.
I vividly knew. I think that maybe have happened one time, actually, now that I think about it. And I think we both were miserable.
I bet it was like, I think it was just like you would like come onto my bed or
to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, scroll. Stuff and then I think maybe I think we just fell asleep.
Yeah, that time we had Dub Smash.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That Dub Smash, man. That was before TikTok.
Before Vine.
No, Vine was in high school.
No. No, you're right. It stopped the freshman year of college.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Vine was awesome. This is actually, I remember it just popped in my head. Do you remember the one night that we had, like, turned off lights and gone in bed, and you were on one side and I was on the other, and you were singing a song in your head, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, what did you say? And you were like, nothing. I didn't say anything. And I was like, no, I swear you were just singing this song, and you were like, yeah, it was in my head. And I was like, no, I literally heard you, and I swear that was the craziest moment.
That was so weird, because it wasn't even that I was, like, without thinking, singing out loud. I know for a fact I was singing a song in my head.
And I heard you.
And you're like, yeah. That was weird.
I know. I think that's a sign of how much we were together.
I forgot about that. That was weird.
That's like a memory that like I just remembered. But that's so funny. Yeah,
our roommates probably hated us. We were probably those bad roommates they talk about because we slept on the couch so much.
We did. But I don't think they really cared because it was Emily and Maddie and they never were with us. Yeah. Like, well, Emily was... bad roommate. She was really
Maddie nice. Was great. She was our friend.
Maddie was super nice, but she was never home.
Yeah.
So I don't think she really cared. Like, she was older. Ever. She was, older, had a different scene. We saw her every once in a while.
I felt like towards the end, though, because I have, like, pictures with her. I think she started hanging out with us more towards the end.
No, you're right. I think she did.
When that other friend came into the picture.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it would, like, be you three, and then I'd go off.
Yeah, because I went to a dance party with the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
With the two of them. Yeah, and then the other one, she was, like, really messy and was our, like...
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do the dishes.
Yeah, do you remember that one time we put them all in the box?
Yeah.
And just stuck them on our bed? Remember she kept all the trash under her bed?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I felt bad for Maddie, because Maddie was really clean.
Yeah. And I mean, we were, like, messy, but our stuff was, like, close.
It was never
it wasn't
trash.
Like, yeah.
And we always did our dishes. Like, we never, like, did food. Mm-hmm. Like, never anything like that. We were messy with clothes, and that's because we would change 8,000 times a day, and we had more clothes than any humans ever need, ever.
So many clothes.
Do you remember we had multiple pairs of those hangers that would drop down to hang up more shirts because we had so many
clothes?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Honestly, I think our room was messy because our closet just couldn't fit all the clothes we had.
I think so.
Because I had Sarah's winter wardrobe because she was in Hawaii, and mine, and then you had all yours.
Yeah. And then we would buy stuff being at Charming Charlie's.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was wild. So, yeah. So, that was like, living together. It was all great. And then we got to, like, when everything got kind of bad and we didn't talk for a long time. I don't know. How do you think we got past that, in your opinion?
Honestly, I think it might have just been, like, time. Because I was in Hawaii. Yeah. So it was also, like, I feel like we didn't talk not just because, like, things were bad, but because, like, I was just gone in different time zones, and we had, like, our own separate lives.
Yeah.
And then, like, me moving back here, and just, like, we both needed friends, and us going through, like, getting engaged and getting, like, married around the same time, going all through all that, I think.
We were close. We were still, like, friends, though, while you were in Hawaii.
Yeah, we were. We just didn't talk all the time.
Yeah. But there was, like, a period where we didn't talk, like, at all for, like,
In Arizona?
I think so. That was when I was in Arizona. You were in Arizona, and then I came out to Hawaii to see you, like, right when you moved out. And I feel like we talked for the majority of the time you were there, but we didn't talk a lot. We would, like, Marco Polo, and, like, we'd go, like, 2 weeks or 3 weeks without talking and then, like, catch up with each other.
Like, I feel like I only remember, like, being on the phone a handful of times.
Yeah, we only called each other a couple of times, which is, like, kind of crappy, but it was such a weird time. I think I was also, like, I remember, like, watching your, like, friendships through Hawaii, and I remember being, like, very jealous of, like, your friendships in Hawaii, and I was like, she's moving on without me, we're never gonna be friends again, and I was, like, so sad.
Yeah,
I was like, this sucks. And then
that's how I felt when, like, you and the other friend, like, went and lived together, and I had to go back to Arizona.
Dude, that sucked so much.
Yeah, well, I thought you guys were having a great time.
No, she was not a good friend. Not a good, like, she was, like, fine, but it just was, like, I think that, like, we didn't do well together, and which is why we, like, didn't live together very long, and, like, it just wasn't very healthy, and she got into, like, stuff that you shouldn't be in, like, and then I started getting into stuff that I shouldn't be because she was getting, anyways.
Like, influence each other.
Yeah, so that was, like, a rough time, but, like, that, if I could go back to my, like, self then, I would be like, don't do that. I really would. I'd be like, don't do that. Yeah, like, just live it with Lindsay and enjoy the last bit of your time together, because that was, like, that would have been the last summer of, like, being together before you were gonna leave for, like, 4 years. Which
I didn't think I was gonna be gone that long.
I know you were gone for That's disgusting. Yeah, you were gone for a long time, but I'm so happy for you, because I feel like you really got to, like, live out
a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you want to leave me to go back?
Just for, like, a summer.
Just when it gets warm enough for us to walk.
I know. I was poorly
prepared. I'm so freaking excited for you. I can't wait to see all the pictures of Scotty on the beach.
Oh, it'll be so much fun. Oh, you just gotta come visit.
I want you so bad.
It's so expensive.
It wasn't $1,000.
Well, we have an extra bedroom, so save money on that.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, let's see. So, yeah, we got over that, and then you came back, and then I think that's kind of, I don't know, something I want to hit, because I feel like a lot of women don't know how to, like, stay friends with someone when you go through all of these, like, relationship changes, and then we started, when you came back, we were, like, not super close, but we would, like, I feel like we made an effort to, like, reach out. And then you were getting engaged, and we, like, still made an effort all throughout the wedding process and everything, even though we went from, like, being codependent to, like, just, like, friends.
Normal friends.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I feel like now we're close again, where it's, like, best, like, I mean, you've always been best friend, but, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're not codependent on each other anymore, but we're, like, that best friend's healthy relationship where we had to, like, I feel like we had to make a valid effort though to, like, get to where we are now.
It's true. A lot of, like, texting, you know, hanging out.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, I feel like trying to meet up and then it not working out, but we didn't, like, quit trying to meet up with each other, because we also lived far apart a good portion of the time. I was, like, still out here and you were, like, in Salt Lake,
North Salt Lake and stuff.
But, well, I guess that was when you first married. You were in Park City, too, for a while.
Yeah, I was in Park City for that summer.
So, it was just, like,
a lot of moving around, a lot of moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I think it was just not quitting, like, trying to get together. Even if it didn't work out, we didn't be like, oh, well, she never wants to hang out with me, so I don't even want to ask anymore. Like, I think we'd still, like,
reach out
and try to ask. And then every once in a while it would line up, our schedules would line up that we could actually hang out, and then yeah. be like, okay, yes, this is why we like to hang out with each other.
Yeah.
And then we go through the cycle again.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And then we like finally moved out. I moved out here and we got like, we're now like 5 minutes apart,
yeah.
which is great. And I feel like, I remember you and I had this discussion a couple weeks ago, and that was like, I don't know, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like, and this is probably all adult relationships, where there's like this fear of like, okay, I don't want to overstep my boundaries. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if she wants to be my friend still. I don't know if we're like still in the same place. Yeah. And you've got a baby now. Like, I wanted to like not step on toes yeah. and like do what we did before. And so I remember like moving out here and like wanting to hang out, and like you texted me and like broke the ice of being like, hey, do you want to start walking together?
Yeah.
And that was when it was like, and then you and I had this like discussion of like, yeah, I was nervous to text you, but and I didn't want to like, I didn't know if you wanted to still hang out. And then like, I was nervous to text you, and it was like this like weird adult fear
yeah.
of like being rejected, I guess.
It's yeah. It's true. Well, and I think, like, once you're married, friendships are different because your spouse becomes, like, your best friend.
Yeah.
And so it's navigating, like, having a best girlfriend while also, like, having your best, like your yeah. husband, and not wanting to, like, and be like, is that weird? Is that something I do with my husband? You know,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, you know what you mean.
I don't think I'm making sense.
No, I know what you mean. Like, you don't want to overshadow your husband.
Yeah.
And like I do, I know what you mean. Like, and I see like a lot of women on like TikTok and social media and stuff who do like all these like get togethers all the time and like all these different types of parties. And I think that's really cool and all. Mm-hmm. I don't think either of you or I are kind of those kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you like mean. It's like, you don't want to like we like to hang out with our husbands at night. Yeah. We like want to be with them. So it's like nice because now that we're both downtime, we hang out like during the day,
yeah,
when like our husbands go to work and we have like all this extra time, and we still like can get together at night, like,
yeah,
you know, like doing stuff like this.
Because I think it's like, because if you get like so close with a girlfriend, you end up, because you relate a little bit more to your girlfriends because they're yeah. a girl, that it's like super easy to just find yourself being like, okay, I'm just gonna go hang out with my girlfriends, and you spend yeah. less time with your husband.
Yeah. And like just overshadowing that relationship.
Yeah.
And because marriages take valiant effort too. Like, mm-hmm. it's all these things take so much effort that you don't realize until you're in them and you're like, oh, like I want, but like you have to want to put that effort
yeah.
in, you know? Like, I have friends I've like talked to you about that, like, I'm like, I feel like I've put in so much effort and I never received that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you gotta like a balance of like being able to want to do it together
mm-hmm.
and making time for each other. And I also think that it helps that if you have a friend who has a baby and you don't have children yet, like obviously we've been trying for a long time, but we don't have any kids yet. Mm-hmm. And we have you guys and our friends' houses who like they have kids. We make an effort to make sure like they know that like we're going to go to them. Like,
yeah. Like be more accommodating.
Yeah. Like we know we don't have kids yet. And once we do start having kids, it probably will change. It'll be, like, mm-hmm. a little harder to, like, get together all the time. But, like, as of right now, it's like, yeah, we'll come over to your house. We'll play games at your house. We'll come watch a movie yeah. with you guys. Like, it's not, you can't expect people with kids to, like, go places
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
Or you have to work on their schedule. Like, when we started walking together, it was, okay, we have this amount of time. We got to get these things, like, before Scotty needs to go down for mm-hmm. her nap. And, like, oh, we want to go to the kids' museum. We got to work around her nap. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, and me yeah. being accommodating. That's just something you have to be accommodating with. And I think that if
yeah.
you want to be friends with people who have kids, you have to be willing to, like, know that, like, your relationship is still valid. Mm-hmm. You just have to be able to, like, change
yeah.
a little bit with it.
Because it is hard, like, when you have kids, like, because I definitely still want adult time, like, you know, like, time to hang out with adults.
Yeah.
And I like, at my parents, but it's different when you have, like, a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so I want that time, but I also am like, oh, I really need to, like, I know if I skip one nap, the rest of my day is ruined. So it's nice that you're accommodating, and it makes it so that way I'm like, you know what? I can totally be accommodating too. It's totally fine. You know, like,
yeah,
it's a, not that I would, like, I guess not that I wouldn't
try I know to what be you accommodating
mean. Before, but it's like knowing that you're putting in the effort too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can be flexible too. Be like, oh, she's putting in the effort. I can put in the effort.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's true. You don't like, I mean, I feel that. Like, you don't want to be the one only putting in.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be the type of person where people are like, oh, she always has to work around her kids, you know? Like, even though it's true, you really do have to work around your kids. But that's why I think a lot of times people who are, like, don't have kids don't want to hang out with people that do have kids because they do have to, like, work around their children.
Yeah.
And it sucks. I'm like, I still want my friends.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's, I mean, I still want my friends. And I mean, I love Scotty. Like, she's my own niece, so I basically consider her blood.
She loves you, so.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, I guess it's maybe it helps, too, that I have older siblings with kids.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, like, a lot of people aren't around kids a lot. And, like, Jesse and I are so used to, like, going to our siblings' house, like, my siblings' houses, and not being able to play games or, like, hang out with them until the kids go down.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, when I go to Maddie's house, like, I'm with Maddie, but, like, I spend the majority of my days being with my nephews. And then when the kids go down for sleep, that's when we, like, hang out. And I feel like that's how it is with you. Like, you and I go for walks and stuff and, like, chat while we're walking. But then when we go home, like, we're hanging out with Scotty and playing with her. Mm-hmm. And when she goes down for a nap, it's like, I still hang out.
Yeah.
Like, we just, like, hang out and chat. Yeah. So, I don't know. If you're trying to make friends, I guess, with people with kids, you have to be willing to know that, like, kids come first, honestly. It's just, and just love them. Love the kids, man.
Yeah, like, love the kids. It's easy.
I know. I do the same thing with Harmon. Like, our friends at Houts, I think they're learning that, like, at first they didn't want to, like, overstep with my boundaries and be like, oh, like, just assume I wanted to, like, hold him and, like, be with him and stuff. And I'm like, we've been trying to have kids for 2 years. Like, I want to hold a baby every freaking chance I get. But, like, they've kind of learned that, like, when I'm with them, like, I want to hold him. And so they, like, they've kind of, like, stopped being like, are you sure you don't, like, you want me to take him? They've kind of just been like, yeah, like, you can have him, like, you know what I mean? Like, so they've just kind of learned the accommodation on my side of being like, oh, yeah, she, like, actually loves our kid.
Yeah.
Like, not just, like, surface level
tolerating.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because I do. So, I don't know. If you don't like kids, then maybe people with kids aren't your friendships.
Yeah. It's not a reason to end a friendship.
No.
With, like, a long-time best friend,
I guess. Oh, yeah. Well, but I mean, if I didn't, like...
It's true.
It wouldn't work.
It'd be a lot harder for us to...
stay friends now. Yeah. Definitely have to... I mean...
And we wouldn't hang out as much. Because, I mean, I could see us still keeping up with what we were doing before we, like, hang out. Like,
hang out once in a while. Once a
month. Yeah.
Like, see each other every couple of weeks. But not as much as we do now, that's for sure. Okay, cool. I got some fun, like, am I the a-hole? Oh. I said, am I the jerk on my last one, so I'm going to say it again this time. And, like, horror stories... I'm going to read the horror stories first, and then I'll go into Am I the A-hole.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, in my junior year of college, I moved into an off-campus apartment with the two other girls who are far closer friends with each other than me. Well, at least until the summer before we moved, they apparently got into a huge fight about a guy that led to physical blows and never told me about it, but we still had to be roommates because of the lease we signed. They would torture each other throughout the year, and I was the unfortunate bystander caught in the crossfire. I remember driving home one day, noticing a very nice-looking bed in the dumpster I passed each day and wondering who would throw out such a nice bed. I got into my apartment and noticed that the walls were all scuffed up and one of my roommates was missing her bed. Yep, the other roommate got some of her friends and tossed her bed into the dumpster. Looking back on it, I don't know how I made it through the year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Even, I feel like, even at, like, our worst, I would never, ever think to do that.
No.
Or, like, want to do it.
No, like, I loved you to pieces. Like,
yeah.
I remember, like, that whole time we fought, I was mostly just sad because I felt like I lost my sister.
Yeah.
Like, we were, like,
same
sisters, and I still consider you like that now. Thankfully, we got back to that, but yeah,
that's wild.
Right? Okay. Once after coming back from class, I opened the door and immediately started tearing up and coughing. Turns out she and her friend were drinking and thought it would be funny to pepper spray the entire room. All the sheets had to be changed because I sprayed it directly on my bed for some reason, and I had to camp out in my friend's room until the next day. She ended up cleaning everything, but still, who does that?
I'd be so pissed. I would, like, talk to the landlord.
Pepper spray? Like, what?
Why?
Like, yeah. Like, legit, why?
Because wouldn't that hurt them more than anything?
And you would think so. I'm surprised they weren't in pain. She didn't come home and they weren't crying. They don't. I could see, like, getting drunk and wanting to play with a taser or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, It's like, I've seen TikTok videos of people being like, oh.
Just doing.
Yeah, but pepper spray? Who would want to spray pepper spray on yourself?
I feel like even drunk. I mean, I've never been drunk. I don't know. But I feel like even drunk. I think even drunk. You wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's some weird-ish. Like, I had a pepper spray thing that I would run with. And it, like, strapped to my hand. And I remember the first time I ran with it, I was, like, running down the street. And I was like, oh, I should make sure that this, like, works. And I pointed it to the side and, like, sprayed it to, like, make sure it worked. Mm-hmm. And it did. But the wind kicked back and, like, sprayed it in my face. Oh, my gosh. That was... And it wasn't even, like, a full spray. It was, like, mist. And I was in, like, misery the rest of my run. So I could not imagine being like, haha, this is going to be a great time. You know, spray my house. Okay, this one says, it started with the super long hair extensions that shed all over our shared bathroom and clogged our shower drain. She refused to clean it because there was, quote, no way of knowing whose hair it was, end quote, other than the fact that our hair was different color and lengths. Then came the naked yoga in our bedroom and naked cooking. It was horrible, but the thing that ultimately got me to fight my housing contract and move out, I came back from a short holiday to find her in bed eating my cookie butter from a jar with a fork. Don't know why her using a fork over a spoon makes it worse, but it does. That reminded me of you. That last sentence. Don't know why it makes it worse, but it does.
Oh, what's funny is Shane eats his ice cream with a fork.
Oh my gosh.
I don't get it.
I mean, I don't think there's a problem with it. I think actually I have done that.
But when if you're like pissed at somebody are gone. And they're doing something, yeah. If you're like pissed at somebody and they're doing something that like is really, I'd be like,
with a fork?
You
see, of all things, you're already eating my food.
That is a fork.
That's how I read this, was that voice that you just did. I literally heard your voice and I was like, dude, this sounds like something Lindsay would say.
I mean, all the other stuff sucks too, but
The naked yoga and bedroom naked cooking and stuff, I think I'd be a little grossed out
that'd
about.
That'd be weird. I don't know if it'd be enough for me to be like, I'm out, but I'd be like, you're weird.
I think that if I saw someone butt naked in a downward dog, I'd be out. I think I'm good to go.
I've hit my max.
Yeah, see you later. Don't need to see it again. Oof, no thank you. Oh, that one just cracked me up. Reminded me of you. Okay. This one's, I asked Jesse, I was like, where's the line on my podcast? Like how PG, like how child friendly is this podcast, you know? So it's really not bad at all, but I will say like, maybe if you have kids and you don't want them to find out about hair on the lower part of your body, this is a good time to turn this part off or take it off a speaker. So it says, I had moved to a big city and had a friend say she wanted to move out there too. I told her to do so and that she could stay with me until she found her own place. Big mistake. Anyways, I use an epilator, which is, I googled, is a electric razor kind of thing. Mm. Like for girls. I'm guessing she's not in the U.S., whoever this girl is. But it says, anyways, I use an epilator to get rid of my leg hair. I usually lay a towel down on the bathroom floor and when I'm done, I shake the towel out the window. It's only leg hair. She decided she wanted to try to epilate instead of shave. I told her the machines can be pricey, so she's welcome to use mine to see if it's something she'd like to invest in. I come home and go to the kitchen, and there's pubes everywhere, stuck to the wall, on the floor, everywhere. I told her to clean it up ASAP, as it was where we eat our food, and I was having people over for my birthday. She, quote-unquote, cleaned it up by sweeping the floor only. When my friends put my birthday cake on the table, you could see the pubes merely inches away, stuck to the wall and lying on the table. Oh, and after all of that, I found out she broke the epilator.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
I wouldn't let my friends come over and put my cake next to it.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I get... Sorry, TMI, but I get grossed out of my own.
Yeah.
So, like... I could not imagine... Like, being like, oh, let's just put my birthday cake next to a wall covered in them.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Well, and it's gross that she, like, borrowed her friend's
thing to share that.
Yeah.
Yeah, shaving leg hair. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah. But.
Because I'm like, I feel like level is, like, leg hair and then armpit hair and then anything else.
Everything else. You don't shave. Yeah. No. Yeah.
But yeah. Because even, like, armpit hair is still, to me, I'm kind of like.
It's stinky BO.
Yeah, I'm like, that's still kind of gross.
I feel like leg hair, it's like, whatever. Your legs get washed every time you're in the shower. Yeah. It's literally no big deal. But your armpit hair is literally where you're sweating.
Yeah.
And it's nasty.
anything else after that is even worse.
Ugh. Oh my gosh. No. Mm-mm. I remember so Jesse wanted to use my razor one time, and I was like, are you sure? And he was like, maybe not. And I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. This one says, my roommate from a few years back started off being the kindest, sweetest girl, but it turns out she had a lot of issues with boundaries. She would eat my food, wear my clothes, and borrow my stuff without my permission. She even took some of my clothes and my hair straightener to Europe with her for a month. But the final straw was when she drank 2 bottles of wine by herself, and I woke up at 3 a.m. to find her puking in my bed.
Oh, that. That would be
your worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare. Oh my gosh. I have a hard time cleaning up my daughter's throat.
Could you imagine?
Oh, that took me a second to really, because I was like paying attention to the other parts. Oh, that is the worst. I feel so bad. I had a roommate. Bless her poor heart, was just sick with the stomach bug, and she knew how much I hated throw up.
No.
And she felt bad just throwing up in the bathroom, knowing that I was like there in a small house. And I'm like, I felt so bad, but at the same time, I couldn't, even just hearing like someone else throw up, I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go.
I'll see you in a few days.
But I'm like, now that I'm like, I've been like, had morning sickness, and like, I'm a little bit better, not by any means okay with it. I'm better with throw up now. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so mean of me to be like, to make her feel like she couldn't just be sick in her own house.
Well, I mean, that was nice of her to like think about it.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. But that was, I think I would get grossed out too. I'm like, Jesse's like thrown up just a couple of times, and he's never thrown up from being sick. He always, it's so weird, he always takes really big bites of food that he can't swallow.
So random.
And chokes and then throws.
You would think he'd learn.
No, the first time it happened. The first time it happened. You're watching you laugh is making me laugh. The first time it happened, we were engaged and I cooked oatmeal, of all things, and he like didn't want to finish it, but he didn't want to tell me that he didn't want it, and so he like tried to choke down the last couple bites and took like a really big bite.
Oh my gosh.
And just all of a sudden he was like, and
if they would do that, I would monitor his biting to prevent him from throwing up.
It was so funny, though, because he, like, runs the bathroom, and he, like, violently threw up for, like, 5 minutes, and I was just like, there. Like, I didn't know what to do, and I was just, but I was also, like, laughing so hard, because I was like, you caused that. You did that to yourself. You did that to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Moving on. Hopefully this isn't make you sick either, but it's not about throw up, so it's fine. It says, the worst one was probably the girl who, it turned out, was a hoarder. Rest of the house was fairly tidy, except she'd leave washing up in the sink for days. Okay, annoying, but could be worse. Then a horrible smell started coming from her room, so my other housemate tried to go in while she was at work, and oh my gosh, you couldn't open the door more than an inch because it was piled up with literal garbage.
Ugh.
And it turned out she had been eating and just leaving half-empty takeout containers in her room for months. They'd rotted, and that was the smell. It was covered in flies. It was horrific. No idea how she managed to keep it a secret so long, and I hope she got the help she needed, but I was out of there by the weekend.
Oh, that's gross.
Could you imagine? That really reminds me of the one girl we lived with. She had, like, old, like, female products in bags. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was, like, I don't know
I honestly genuinely forgot how bad that was.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting here thinking, like, we were the bad roommates.
No, she had, like, a lot of garbage under her bed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, stacks of it. And I remember Maddie. I think that's why we bonded with Maddie. Because she came to us and she was like, I don't know what to do. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, what do, I think we gave her, I think we told her. I think we were like, you need to, like, deal with this, or we're going to tell, like, King Henry that you are, like, living in unhabitable space. Like,
yeah, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about that, honestly.
Right. So it says, roommate using my things without my permission, then when confronted about it lying, it's, and I didn't need help. I won't go much into any other I won't go much into other many problems that I'm facing with my current roommate. That was a weird sentence. But I will say she is a spoiled brat and a woman child. Irresponsible, messy, petty, selfish, zero common sense, no boundaries, manipulator, and a liar. We are both on a lease contract right now, so neither of us can or will want to move. So I have been noticing she is using my products, borrowing my things, and entering my room without my permission. I have found many evidence that proves this claim, but I can't say for sure what more she is using that I haven't noticed. The most frustrating thing that she does is she uses my beauty products, shampoo, conditioner, shower gel, face cleanser, gum picks, and possibly mouthwash and toothpaste as well. Pretty much everything in the bathroom that is out in the open. When I confronted her about it, she claimed she hadn't used any of my things. I had already moved my more expensive beauty products into my own room, and I bring it into the bathroom as I need it. Olaplex, The Ordinary skincare, stuff like that. But I can't move more things as I feel like she is controlling that space and would essentially remove me from the bathroom. I am looking into replacing all my products with fake ones that will that will have negative impacts, for example, putting Nair into the shampoo and conditioner, and I'm looking for more ideas on how to make her either stop using my products or get consequences for doing so. Everything goes as long as it's not dangerous or serious.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then she said, like, so what I'm looking for is she's asking for ideas on what she can do to replace them with her to have negative consequences. Feel free to suggest any other random things that will annoy her but won't get me into trouble. In the comments, people are just, like, saying a bunch of stuff. But I remember seeing this girl on TikTok doing stuff like this to a roommate that she was having problems with. And it was, like, maybe 2021 that this happened. Maybe even 2020. And she was, like, she was using her laundry detergent and, like, all of her stuff. And so she, like, replaced her laundry detergent with bleach.
No.
Yeah, and just, like, stuff like that. Or, like, was putting bleach in her laundry detergent. So she was, like, ruining her clothes. And, like, and I was, like, just, that's just, I don't know. I don't know if that's the best way to go about things.
It makes me a little torn because I'm, like, at the same time, like.
I don't blame you. For using yeah.
Stuff. I mean, I know there's been times where I've, like, I remember I accidentally used one of my roommate's, like, shampoo bottles or, like, one of her shampoos. Because, like, in Hawaii, things just tend to accumulate. So we would have a closet full of things that were, like, left there from previous people that lived there.
Oh, okay.
And there was, like, a shampoo bottle that was had been in the closet since I moved in. Mm. And I just was, like... I just thought, I didn't think anyone used it, and we had this, like, April Fool's Day where I ended up with a bunch of mayonnaise in my hair.
Oh my gosh.
And needed, like, a ton of shampoo. And I remember grabbing the shampoo bottle, coming out to two out of my three roommates, and being like, is this anybody's? And then being like, oh, I don't think so. And I was like, okay, great. So I, like, used it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, come to find out, like, months later, my other roommate had been, like, holding that. Like, was, like, angry at me because I had, like...
Or not so dumb.
Yeah, but I was, like, I felt really bad.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you asked, and I don't know. I feel like that kind of stuff is just let it go.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, she wasn't the one that, like... She was the one that wasn't there when I had asked.
Yeah. But, like, if she had just told you and been, like, hey, you used my stuff, I know for a fact you would have been, like, oh, let me Venmo you. Yeah. I'll pay you back.
I would have replaced it or something. Yeah.
Like, I think that's just, like, why it's... That's why I hate passive aggressive behavior. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just tell someone that you have a problem, then, like, you can fix the problem.
Yeah.
But what's the, why hide the problem and just, like, act like you're not mad? Then you're just setting your own self up for failure.
It's true. And you're, like, just, like, you're holding it in.
Yeah. You're literally just, like, causing all of this, like, resentment in your soul for no reason. When, like, majority of people don't do things
out of spite.
Yeah. Or, like, it's not, like, you were like, oh, I don't think this is anybody's. I'm just use it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I had roommates who all the time we would, like, eat each other's food or, like, use each other's stuff. Like, close roommates. And we would just text each other and be like, hey, I ate this. Or, hey, I used this. I'll replace it. Or get more and I'll, like, pay you back or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, we split the costs of things. Like, I just feel like it's very normal.
Yeah.
When you live together, it's just normal. Like, you should I feel like it's normal as long as you're willing to, like, help with the cost of things. But if you're, like, this girl who's just using everything, and then when she confronted her and she lies, that's, like, okay, well.
Because I feel like
it's clear you're using it.
Yeah. Because, like, if if like my roommate had, because she confronted over like a group chat, like group text message, like just saying that somebody had taken it over like a bunch of other things I think she had problems with. And so I remember
she was like sending like a long text of like,
yeah, I don't remember exactly the context of it. I just remember that thing specifically because it applied to me, because I was like, oh shoot, that was me. Mm-hmm. And then, but it had been like months, and I might have even said like, hey, look, I'm so sorry, I didn't know that was yours, I'll replace it.
Yeah.
But I remember being like, if she's like kind of annoying, because I'm like, if you had just told me, and we were friends, like she's not one of my like, you know, group of yeah. girlfriends.
Your roommates, your friends.
Yeah. But we were friends, and like, I remember being like, if you just
said
told
something.
Me, yeah. I would have, and I think she said she didn't know who used it, but I am like pretty sure she knew it was me.
Yeah.
And I really would have. Like, yeah. I really tried not to use, like, you know, yeah. my roommate stuff. Like, occasionally, like, if I had run out of conditioner, sometimes I'd be, like, a little yeah. pump here or there. But I wouldn't care if they had done it
to yeah. me. Yeah. I was going to say, I just feel like, it's just, I don't know. If you're going to live with people, you have to kind of accept that people mm-hmm. are all different. You just have yeah. to be, like, those other people who are different also have to be willing to compromise a little bit, too. All right. Here's some am I the a-holes, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay, this one's actually really funny. Okay, yeah, we'll do this one first. It says, I, 24 female, live with my girlfriend, 25 female, and a roommate, 23 female. We share a 2-bedroom apartment and have lived together for 2 years now. Up until now, we have gotten along pretty well. My roommate has an elderly cat, and the cat is honestly kind of mean. She doesn't like me or my girlfriend and will run away if we try to pet her or pick her up, so we just avoid each other. My roommate asked if we had cats prior to moving in because she said her cat doesn't like other cats, and we did not have any pets at the time, so it worked out. We did tell her that we might want one someday, to which she said we would have to revisit the issue if it came up. Well, my girlfriend and I have gone to a place where we really want a pet of our own. We saw a kitten at the shelter and just fell in love with him, and we got the okay from our landlord and brought him home last week. His name is Banana Pudding. Just so cute. Our roommate is furious with us. She told us that we were aware that her cat doesn't like other cats. I told her honestly that it's unfair for us to have to tiptoe around her cat and that we were allowed to have our own pets as long as the landlord is okay with it, which he is. She couldn't expect us to never get a pet or to cater her to her cat's needs 24/7, and the conversation ended there. Unfortunately, things have escalated because her cat hisses and swats at Banana Pudding just for existing. She's honestly pretty aggressive, which is a big issue in my opinion. Our kitten is very friendly and sweet and causes no problems. We asked our roommate that she keep her cat in her bedroom since she's elderly and aggressive, and she refused and hasn't been speaking to us. She says we are huge a-holes and even got some mutual friends to take her side. I personally think that if her cat is so aggressive and uncomfortable, it's her responsibility to live alone. It's gotten so bad that my girlfriend is crying and considering taking the kitten back to the shelter. So here I am getting an outside perspective because I don't know what to think now. Am I the a-hole?
That was kind of hard.
Two edits, but I'm going to ask your opinion first.
Well, I am never the best one to ask because I always, like, look at both sides.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
So, like, this one's hard because to me, I'm like, at first I was kind of like, oh, they have the right to get a cat. But to be like, I'm going to get a cat and now your cat, who's been around longer, has to completely change.
Yeah.
Because your cat doesn't like my cat, even though I knew that your cat wasn't going to like my cat.
Yeah. I think that's kind of where the a-hole behavior comes in.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
They had a right to get their
They
own
have
cat.
A right to get a cat, for sure. But, like, they had this discussion before they moved in. Mm-hmm. And then they just, on a whim, were like, oh, we're getting a cat. Like, why didn't they discuss it with her?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
Knowing
that the elderly cat had problems.
Mm-hmm. And knowing that it's been talked about, that it needed to be talked about.
Yeah. And that they aren't, it's not like the cat was really nice to them. And they're like, oh, maybe it'll be nice to like the cat. Like, the cat wasn't even nice to them.
Yeah.
Why did they think it would be nice to like a new kitten?
Yeah.
And they're lucky that cat didn't start like spraying or something mm-hmm. and like making a mess.
Well, yeah. And the thing is when the roommate first said like, she didn't say, no, don't get any cats. She said, we'll have to talk about it.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, it's just kind of considerate in general when I feel like you're getting a pet in general to everyone in the house. To just mention it. Yeah, like, you have a right to get your pet, but just be like, hey, heads up. I'm doing this. It might affect you. Like, I don't know.
No, if you're living in a shared space, I think that life decisions that will alter the space of somebody else, you have to have those discussions.
Yeah.
So
it's only fair.
Yeah.
About communication.
Yeah. So she did make a couple edits, and she like admits to being the a-hole, and she's like, okay, the comments have helped me see that like I made a mistake, and like I need to apologize and talk to her about this. And they like have decided to like work it out. And the one roommate who has the elderly cat is like, yeah, there's a way to introduce cats properly. If you just give them time, they'll probably like accept, like her cat will probably accept banana pudding eventually. And so those were kind of her edits. So she like admitted to being the jerk, but Reddit says she's the a-hole. Okay. This one says, am I the a-hole for letting my roommate go hungry because they cannot understand how food works? My roommate, Tammy, and I are both on fairly limited budgets. I get a little help from my parents, so I have a little bit of a buffer in my income. Let's see. I tend to make meals for myself where I will have leftovers so I can skip making myself a lunch or a dinner later in the week. Tammy, on the other hand, makes each meal as precisely as she can so she doesn't waste money. Just two different ways of looking at meals, I guess. Just after Christmas last year, Tammy was very low on money and asked if she could please have some of my leftovers. I agreed. Instead of serving herself a small portion to see if she would even like my food, she took a full portion. She ate about a quarter of what she took and threw the rest in the trash. I didn't say anything. Almost the exact same thing happened 2 weeks ago. This time I asked her to please just try a little before she took a full portion. She said she was really hungry, almost an entire meal in the trash. Two nights ago, she asked for my spaghetti. I said no. It isn't really going to affect me for her to throw away a meal, but it means she is wasting not just my money I spent on the food, but also my time I spent getting the ingredients and preparing the food. She isn't talking to me, but she is complaining to other people about me being cheap and letting her starve. I'm not. I actually gave her a box of generic mac and cheese for her to eat. I'm just not going to watch my hard work literally go in the garbage. She thinks I'm being an a-hole because I won't share my food. I would share if she wasn't wasting it.
I don't think she's the a-hole.
No.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because she was being a good person in the first place.
Yeah, being like, all right, fine.
You can have my leftovers that I meticulously planned out for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, like, when she asked her to take a smaller portion, she still was like, no, and then threw it away.
Like, that's so entitled.
Right? That's such a roommate thing to do, honestly. Like, a terrible roommate thing to do. Is to like waste somebody's stuff. I don't know. Yeah. I think it's rude. So
like,
yeah.
I feel like if I'm asking for something in general, I'm going to be very considerate and like conservative of what I take when it comes to like anything. Like,
yeah.
Even if I'm comfortable enough with that roommate.
This one's funny. Am I the a-hole for telling my roommate that speaking a language is not a personality and she needs a new one? I, female 19, am in my first year of college living with a roommate, Katie, female 19. Katie speaks three languages, English, German, and Spanish, and she makes it her whole personality. Whenever I ask what she's watching something in another language, so obviously I can't watch it. She's always listening to music on her headphones, and when I try to bond and listen to what she's listening to, it's in another language again, and I I couldn't stand it. Her friends all speak one of the languages she does, and whenever I hear them, I can't join the conversation because they're mixing everything, so I feel left out of their combo. The other day, I saw she had a new book on her desk, Portuguese course book. I asked her what this is, and she said she's taking a private Portuguese classes starting February. I told her she has to let it go, and she needs to develop her personality because speaking a language isn't a personality trait, and she's just boring. She got really annoyed with me and told me I'm an a-hole and to stop eavesdropping on her conversations. I told her she's boring and has to fake her personality. Now she's not speaking to me. My friends are split, with some agree with me and some agree with her. Who's the jerk here? Am I the a-hole for telling the truth? This is the most 19-year-old behavior I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my gosh. Honestly.
She's a little brat.
Yeah.
A little.
I'm kind of like, let this girl live her life, man.
No. It's actually really cool that she speaks so many languages.
She's quite on jealous. Her own watching a show and you're upset because you can't watch it with her. Because it's a different language. Well, learn the language.
I know.
I don't know. Like,
that's why the roommate, she's like, to stop eavesdropping on her. And I'm like, yeah, stop eavesdropping.
I just picture
you're like, not invited into the conversation.
I don't know when you said that. I don't know why. I just picture like this person like behind a plant being like, she won't let me involved in her conversation. Like, hiding behind a plant, knees dropping. Like, of course, like, she probably speaks a different language.
It's Michael Scott behavior.
Yeah. Andy.
Yes.
That's honestly, I like was. That's. What was I saying? It's
constantly. Faster bedtime.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely is. I was just like picturing like that. Or okay, I know what I was gonna say.
You got this.
That friend probably speaks a different language to her friends to keep her roommate from eavesdropping.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. I bet you they like speak in different languages just to piss her off, probably. But I just, when I read that, I was like, could you be any more 19?
I know.
Like,
for she reals, won't include for me. She'll speak a different language, won't include me.
I love that you're fake. You need a new personality. Okay.
I'm sorry, but
you really got her.
Being able to speak languages is a pretty cool portion of a personality.
That is so cool.
It's like shows that you're like culture.
I know. I told Jesse on the cruise, it's like, I'm gonna go home. I maybe I've told you this. I'm going to go home and read the Book of Mormon in Spanish and pray for the gift of tongues.
You said that?
Yeah. Do you know how badly I want to speak Spanish? And he's like, it doesn't work like that, babe. And I was like, it does for missionaries. And he's like, yeah, that's because missionaries are serving the Lord. Like
solely dedicated to
I was like, read the scripture. Like, I want to be able to speak freaking Spanish so bad.
I speak Spanish. I Google Translate Spanish on a daily basis at my work.
Oh, okay.
But to the point where I'm like, you think I would just know how to speak Spanish?
You probably could. You probably could get along pretty well in a conversation.
I definitely could not. I Google Translate everything.
Not like, I mean, not get along. You'd probably be able to understand the conversation. Like, little bits and pieces. I'd be shocked if you couldn't.
If it's about, like...
purses?
Handbags. And, like... Well, okay, so basically what I do is I get a message on Skype. I copy it, paste it into Google Translate, read it, and then type out what I want to say, and then copy it. And okay. So it's like,
if you were reading the responses and like listening to it, you probably would understand it more.
I can understand what they're for the sometimes when they're saying, when they're like, let me check on that, or leather and corte. I know what those words are in Spanish.
Wow, bravo.
I mean, I can't say them,
yeah,
but I can read them.
That's great. I can't say, I can't read anything, but I can like, I can get across on like, hi, how are you? How much does this cost? Okay, how much does it cost in American money? Mm-hmm. Will you take this much? Like, I know how to barter.
That's pretty good.
That's it.
That's what you need when you're in different.
Yeah, but like, that's all I know how to do is like, ask them how they're doing, and then like, and then we get to that point, and they keep speaking to me in Spanish, and I go, I don't know what you're saying.
No.
We did a wedding in New Jersey, and they were all Peruvian. Mm-hmm. It was super cool for Jesse because he served his mission there.
Oh, that's cool.
So he served in Peru, so he's, like, stoked. He gets to, like, there's all these Peruvians, right? We didn't know they were Peruvian until we got there. And the word had gone out to the wedding guests that one of the photographers spoke Spanish. And like everybody, all the like people who were spoke Spanish knew, and they all kept, I mean, I am Mexican. I look like I should be able to speak Spanish. Yeah. I can't. So it's like, I think that's why when I go to Mexico, a lot of people talk to me, like they do frequently. They talk to me in full sentences, and I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. So like they all come up to me and they start trying to speak to me, and they're like asking me these questions, and I literally, I have to be like, let me go get my very white husband. And I have to go get Jesse and bring him over, and he's the one who has to, like, translate for me. And so I think funny. Every single person's faces were like, what? Funny.
Nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Nah, who knows, I'll keep any of this in, you know? This one says, am I the a-hole for telling my sister we can't be roommates because I don't want men I don't know in the hypothetical apartment? She says, I'm a single mom, widow, and I went to get info on a one-bedroom apartment I love. My sister tagged along, and in order to get a move-in special, I had to do another tour, and it was the first time she toured it. She already has an apartment, but loved the complex I'm moving into. Afterwards, my sister asked if I wanted to be roommates. I don't want a roommate. Keep in mind, I've told my family about the apartment, and they all know I'm only looking at one bedrooms. I want to build my life, and this will be the first time of having my own place as a single mom. Honestly, she isn't dependable financially or time-wise. She also has a history of letting guys she barely knows come into her apartment and give them a key. I'm not judging as that's her choice, but I am not okay with that at all, so I just said reasons that I didn't think would offend her. First, I said no because you can't smoke quote-unquote grass there. She said she would do it on the balcony, and I said you can't because the complex is strict about it. It's brand new apartments and quality housing is hard to find here, so I'm not risking anything just so someone can smoke. She then said she'd just go to friends' houses to smoke and ask, what other reasons do I have? At that point, I had to be direct and say that we can't be roommates because I wouldn't be comfortable with non-related men in the apartment. She got pissed and asked me why. I have a very young daughter and don't like being around men. I don't know, so I only want to live with my daughter, with just my daughter. I want to be independent and have a stable lifestyle for just the two of us. I said that I understand if she's comfortable with guys she knows but don't know them and will not be comfortable. But she doesn't know them and won't be comfortable. I would only be okay with her, our dad, brothers, and a trusted male family friend that would only visit. She was mad and then said if it's her place too, then she'd be able to bring the, she should be able to bring the guy. Remember, this is a hypothetical apartment and she knows that I only looked at and only getting a one-bedroom apartment. I told her that I understand, but I don't agree, so that's why I can't live with someone because I'm very strict about that. She said, then said whatever and acted very mean towards me and hasn't spoke to me. Mm. And there's some edits. Her age is, she's 30, and then her sister's 28, and her daughter is 6.
Mm.
And then, like, some other people, so then there's another one that says, some people to think I'm shaming my sister for having guys visit her place. I should have explained why it's an issue. I'm big on safety and taking precautions. My daughter likes to visit sometimes, sleep at, spend the night and just hang out with her aunt and her sister. I allow it since I go and my sister lives alone. If I have to go to my office for a few hours on the weekend, she sometimes goes to my sister's place. And when my sister told me that she gave a guy her key for a bit, it made me feel uncomfortable. So I nicely suggested that she get her locks changed. Keep in mind, she told me she knew this guy for maybe 2 to 3 weeks. My mind went to my daughter. What if this guy made a copy of the key and randomly comes over? Especially my daughter is there. When I said that, she got mad and said that a guy wouldn't do that. Again, I nicely explained that she doesn't know for sure and I'm just concerned about her safety. So it's just like, her sister's like, you're shaming me. But like, you have a daughter.
Yeah, to me, I would definitely be uncomfortable with that. It's hard because it's like she's your sister. It's not just like a friend. Yeah. You wouldn't be. I mean, this is a hypothetical apartment anyways. Mm-hmm. But it's like when you have like a daughter, especially like, I mean, kids in general, like little boys and girls, like you need to be extra cautious of like particularly men.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, something, you know, there's women out there too.
Yeah, no, but like, you know, for sure. I mean, we weren't like, allowed to do sleepovers growing up.
Yeah, and I probably won't really have sleepovers with, for my kids either. So it's like, I would definitely want to be more cautious if, you know, the sister wants to do her thing and, like, have guys over, whatever. Like, she's an adult.
Yeah.
She can do what she wants, but she also needs to be understanding. Like, if you want to have that lifestyle, totally fine, but this is just why it's not going to work with us living together.
Yeah, for sure.
Because... And it's like, it's her niece. Wouldn't she want
to be safe, protective around her niece? Yeah. Like, I don't know. When I read it, I was very, like you said about the niece, like, I wouldn't bring my nieces or nephews into those kinds of situations.
Yeah.
I would feel, I don't know. My sisters were like that about the guys that I dated. Like, just like when I was younger, like, I wouldn't just like, to bring them over to like be alone with the kids, you know, like they just wouldn't to trust them. And like, I remember asking them about like sleepovers and stuff. And it was always like, maybe one day when you get married and we get to know them, like they want to make sure that they could trust. Now my siblings like, obviously love, adore Jesse. They know nothing would happen.
Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't want that either. Like I would want to make sure that I like can trust my, especially in a world nowadays, people are kind of scary.
It really, you never know what's going on behind like closed doors. And like, cause I even think back to like, you know, the sister was like, oh, I trust the guys, but
3 weeks is
not that's time. Yeah, definitely not a long enough time. And it's also like, well, I'm sure Ted Bundy's girlfriend trusted him.
Yeah.
He was a serial killer.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, as a mom, you want to get to a point where like you are fully comfortable before letting somebody just like alone with your child.
Yeah,
in general, man or like woman.
No, I agree. I don't know. I don't blame her. So I don't think the sister's the a-hole because I wouldn't want to put my kid in that situation either. Plus, that's just not very stable.
Yeah, yeah.
To have like a lot especially of like men coming in and out.
If she's like recently widowed and the husband that she left or that.
That she doesn't have
that like the husband that passed away was the daughter's dad.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't know enough about the situation to know if that's the case, but I'm assuming. Then, you know, she's already suffered a loss, like,
yeah,
she doesn't need to have random
men.
Yeah. That she could potentially get attached to, or could potentially do something dangerous to her. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thanks. That's all the stories I have for you. Thanks for joining me this week. Oh,
thank you for having me.
This was so fun. This is so fun for you guys to get to know my bestest friend in the whole world.
That's me.
Yeah. So glad to have you. If you guys could subscribe, rate, and review on either Spotify or Apple, that would be awesome, just to kind of boost so that more people can listen. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Mingle with Sammy Joe. So, love you guys. Bye.